This is JIS News. Coming up, only major hospitals to treat Ebola cases. Jamaica's contact tracing system equipped to locate individuals exposed to the Ebola virus disease, and Information Minister reiterates call for Media Complaints Council. The news in detail after the break. Stay with us.
Protect yourself from mosquito bites. Use a mosquito repellent that contains DEET. Sleep under a mosquito net and close windows before dark. A message from the Ministry of Health to prevent chikungunya.
Now the news. Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson says only major hospitals such as Cornwall Regional and Kingston Public will undertake the treatment of suspected Ebola cases in Jamaica. He says isolation areas at the other health facilities will only be used for holding purposes.
The whole idea is that the other hospitals, all of them, should have a isolation area. That isolation area will be a holding area, not a treatment area, because we have to be very clear about treatment versus holding area. In each region, you will have a dedicated ambulance. So it's not going to be any ambulance that is going to move a suspected case.
The health minister was addressing members of the media Wednesday following a tour of temporary Ebola isolation facilities at the Cornwall Regional Hospital in Montego Bay. He says discussions are underway with the Jamaica Fire Brigade and the Jamaica Defence Force for the movement of suspected Ebola-infected persons. The minister adds that where possible, holding areas will be established at the ports of call. Work on the temporary isolation unit and triage unit at Cornwall Regional Hospital is being undertaken at an estimated $30 million and should be completed by mid-November. The Ministry of Health is assuring members of the public that Jamaica's contact tracing system is well equipped to locate and isolate individuals who may have been exposed to the Ebola virus disease. Acting Permanent Secretary Dr. Kevin Harvey says the contact tracing system has been used effectively over the years to identify suspected cases for several illnesses, including HIV and AIDS, tuberculosis, measles, and malaria.
We have public health professionals who have done and know how to do contact tracing. For Ebola, the additional step would be that we would be required to quarantine those persons who were in contact with somebody who had Ebola and to ensure that those persons remain within the quarantine space. And for that, we will have support from the police and the JDF.
Dr. Harvey was a guest on a special JIS TV feature on Ebola and chikungunya, aired Wednesday evening. The television special is an initiative of the Office of the Prime Minister. Meanwhile, the acting permanent secretary in the Ministry of Health is reiterating that the chikungunya virus is spread by the bite of an Aedes aegypti mosquito. Dr. Kevin Harvey says some members of the public still express doubt about how the virus is transmitted. The Aedes aegypti, also known as the yellow fever mosquito, also spreads dengue fever, among other diseases.
The mosquito, once it takes a blood meal, the virus gets into the mosquito's system. When the mosquito is going to take a second blood meal, after about 8 days when the virus would have gotten to the salivary gland, the mosquito injects saliva into your bloodstream to prevent it from clotting in order to take its blood meal. And that's when it passes the virus to an individual and causes an infection.
And Information Minister Senator Sandria Faulkner is again calling for the establishment of a Media Complaints Council. Minister Faulkner says the council will allow members of the public to more easily seek redress from media houses if they feel their character or reputation have been misrepresented.
Many who have suffered gross misrepresentation or other forms of abuse by the media do not have the means to seek redress through the courts. We also know that some people do not like the inconvenience of the court system. It should also provide a swift, transparent, simple, and cost-free mechanism to resolve complaints from members of the public arising from editorial conduct and content.
The minister says the Media Complaints Council should be regulated by media houses and address issues pertaining to privacy, accuracy, misrepresentation, harassment, and discrimination. She's also encouraging the Media Association of Jamaica and the Press Association of Jamaica to partner in establishing the Complaints Council. Senator Faulkner was speaking at a symposium at the Caribbean Institute of Media and Communication, CARIMAC, Wednesday. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.